because the ones that we've cut open and we've had, and the only thing that's in there, you trash away won't hardly barely wants to take. So stuff like that. What is there a certain deal on storage units? Is there a different deal there?
There's a whole different set of laws on storage units, and typically we don't deal with it because it gives the landlord so much more leeway. Where, as you said, you can go in and lock them out indefinitely, and then go in after, I believe it's 30 days, and auction off the property.
You have to put it in the paper.
Yeah, I have to do all the procedures. So I'm really not familiar with that part of the law, just little bits of it, and because we really don't have to deal with that. Well, that's mostly on the landlord.
Folks, I'm going to tell you that the deal on TV where there's treasures found in these storage units, that's a TV fictional. Or at least that's my experience. I've had more experience where people leave old tires in there that you have to pay somebody to haul off because you can't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. So it's a different deal.
Right, and that's what you see a lot. Even, you know, you were talking about the belongings out of a house that you put on the curb. A lot of those belongings are not worth keeping, or the people would have taken them with them, or they would have not left them there. And here's one thing I want to caution people, because people do go up and pick those things up. A lot of times we encounter ticks and bed bugs and everything else embedded in that furniture that gets put on the curb. So if you go by and you see things on the curb and you think that looks nice and I want to pick it up and take it home, you should probably think twice before you do that.
When you made a comment too, the same thing you see on TV where they say, oh, we picked this couch up on the corner somebody was throwing away. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to our exterminator about this. They said that's unheard of in San Angelo about bed bugs almost. You know, in different houses. But if they say, if you ever have bed bugs, like in a hotel, you've heard of that deal?
Oh, yeah.
They say, you almost have to burn it down. So it's that bad. It's so horrible to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put that in your house.
Yeah. It's very tough to get rid of them. We, my wife and I know a couple here in town, and they moved back to a smaller rent house that they had. And when they got in there, they encountered bed bugs. They have had 7 visits from the exterminators in the last 2 months just to get rid of them. So you don't want to introduce anything like that to your home. But we do encounter bed bugs frequently in apartments and in homes that we are doing evictions on.
Okay, so we got that. Okay, already we're talking. Okay, we've done that. So we've done the eviction. I think we've talked about the tenant's rights.
Yes,
which I thought was very good because you know, folks, if you're renting a house, the house needs to be taken care of too. The house needs to be safe, especially if you got little kiddos. You know, as a realtor, I promise you, especially with lead-based paint, that's a big deal. You know, especially on the older homes. Mm-hmm. You know, we have forms. You know, we want to stay on top of it. We want safe homes for people. That's a big deal in San Angelo.
Right.
As a landlord, you know, people say, well, you know, I can't pay my rent. Well, most people, I know this, I have to pay the bank every month.
Right.
You know, most people owe money on their houses. Mm-hmm. So it's not a, you know, you can't pay me, it's okay. It's, if you don't pay me, I can't pay the bank. And even though we have really, really nice banks in this town, they still want you to pay them every month.
Exactly. Because a lot of these landlords, they do have house payments on those houses. They have taxes they have to pay. They have everything. Okay. And one of the things that I tell, you know, people ask me, you know, because I'll see people that rent a house. Well, they've gone along 6 months without rent. Well, just say it was a $1,000 a month house. That's $6,000 down the drain. They've been having to make payments on it and everything else. And people ask me about, well, I think I'm going to go in the rental business. That's the first question I ask them. I said, are you going to run it as a business or as a charity? Because you run it as a charity, you're going to have a second source of income to pay for those people to live in your house. And a lot of people have a hard time dealing with kicking somebody out or something like that.
I'm horrible at it. I'm a horrible person. That's why I don't do our property management. I'm horrible at it.
Yeah. And if it's somebody like that, you know, that's where property managers really come in handy. You know, I know my son has a house here and a house near Abilene. He's got property managers on both of them. It's no fuss, no muss. He never talks to the tenants, never does anything like that. The property managers make sure the house is maintained. They do drive-bys. They check on it regularly. It's maintained, and they get good people in there. And that's the good thing, what I'm talking about, getting good people in there. Most of your property managers do a very, very good background check, and you hardly ever have any problems if you have a property manager doing the house. There's one property manager I know of, for instance, that will make anyone over the age of 18 pay the $35 for a background check if they want to move into the property. Well, what does that do? People that are not going to take care of your property are likely not going to pay $35 for every person over 18 that comes in. And the ones that do the good background checks, the property managers, we hardly ever see anything out of them. The only time that I've ever had a property manager have an issue is when the landlord overruled them when they recommended not to rent to a certain person, and just because it was a friend of a friend or a friend's son or somebody we're trying to help out, they got burned on that.
I've done that before, and it cost me everything. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But Randy, hey, this has been nothing but great, great advice. I mean, and I think folks, and I know you're very, very helpful, and Randy's been a police officer before. You've done this. You have a lot of knowledge on it, and you help a lot of other people. You certainly helped a lot of real estate people. I know that for a fact, you know, being our past president and doing different things. I know the real estate community really appreciates your help. I know we can pick up the phone. Candy, you've said that many, many times. We hear the phone and say, hey, Randy, what do we do in this situation? We don't know the answer. And Randy can just spat it off the top of his head. Mm-hmm. If people have a question, can they call you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm on the all of my contact information, email, phone, and everything are on the Tom Green County website. So it's my pleasure to assist. And the thing is, I don't know it all. There's a lot that I'm familiar with. But if I don't know the answer, you know what? I will get you one and get you a right answer and get it back to you. So I'm on the website there, phone numbers, everything. If anybody has a landlord-tenant question, please feel free to call me.
And folks, I've known Randy for a long time, and he's been very helpful. If you're renting a house and you got a complaint, call Randy. If you're a landlord and you got a complaint, call Randy. And he will help you. He's a great West Texas guy, and he'll help you out. If you need help with a house, I'd appreciate the help. You call me. Folks, we'll catch you next Sunday. You have a great week. Getting towards the end of the show, but you know one thing we didn't talk about? To do all this costs money. I know that. What does it cost to do an eviction?
Well, right up front, it's going to cost $116. That is the filing fee plus the $75 service fee for the first person that is on the lease. If you have more persons on the lease, as I was talking about, that are obligated to pay, then that's another $75 for each one for us to go out and serve.
That's probably why they don't want to do it.
Right.
They make a mistake by not doing all of them.
Right. And a lot of complexes that used to make everybody in the apartment be an obligator, now they're only going back to one person in case of eviction, so they have to go through that. But yeah, because you know, the county, the taxpayers have fees. They have our salaries, they have the gas in our vehicles, they have all this time and energy that we have to expend to go out and take care of these things.
We say, oh wait, what if it's a husband and wife? Because like if we do an application, it's husband and wife. We only make them do one application.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have to do two if it's husband and wife?
If it's a husband and wife and they both sign as they are obligating to pay
under
that application, then that you have to serve both of them.
Oh, so it is 115 plus 75.
Yeah, 116 plus 75.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That goes on to that, you know. And then once it goes into a writ of possession is $150. And that's for the first 2 hours. If it is a large house and it goes beyond 2 hours, then there's an additional fee of $30 per hour per officer that's standing there keeping the peace while this is going on. So it can go up costly. That's why we all four constables require and highly recommend four people to do the moving. Four people can move out a 2,500 square foot house even if it's full in the 2 hour time limit, because we don't want you to go into more cost. Of course, it takes time and energy for everybody to be there. Again, we're not going to put that burden on the taxpayers. It has to go on the landlord, and that's just part of the system.
Okay, so we've got, see, I didn't realize that, so the husband and wife, but that does make sense though. Mm-hmm. So folks, I will tell you this though, if you were listening in, you were doing the math, and I'm a big believer in owning rent property and owning real estate. In fact, if you listen to The Economist, like I said, the biggest best investment you can do is real estate right now, whether it's land or rent houses or apartments or commercial, just for as far as return on your investment. But you think about it. If somebody didn't pay rent for a month, there's a month. It could be up 20-something days, easy 30 days before you can get it served. You're looking at 2 or 3 months before you get your house back, and then you got to get fixed back up. You're talking 3 or 4 months before it could be back to rentable.
Exactly.
Plus these other expenses. So you need to make sure you're okay and you have a little bit of nest egg to do this too. So I'm not trying to stop you from buying rent property. Believe me, that's how I make a living. But it's also, you need to make sure you're prepared too.
Absolutely. If you're not prepared and you're not following the law, it can cost you a lot of money.
Wow, that's good information, Randy.